There we go, now we are.
All right, it's 4:32, on February 10th, and I'm gonna call the County Offices Committee to order. Can we have a roll call?
Autumn Jones.
Here.
Denise Jewis, here. Tim Wilcoxen.
Here.
Richard Reeve.
Here.
Don Reed.
Excused. Okay, we had a meeting January 13th, minutes. Can I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
By Denise, and a second by Richard. Any comments, questions, additions to that? Trust you all looked at this before.
Yep.
Okay. All in favor of approving the January 13th minutes, say aye.
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 Any opposed? We have no executive session minutes. Any public input? I think, and for the first time ever that I've ever sat on county offices, we don't have any appointments to run.
I thought it was weird, I double-checked with Barb.
Okay, so moving on, again, I trust that you reviewed the claims. There's a lot of them, but can I have an approval for the February 26th complaint?
So moved.
By Tim, and a second by Denise. Did you not have your hand up?
No, that's all right.
It is now.
I thought your hand was up right there.
I'm trying to get it quickly through.
Nope. Any comments, questions, additions? Okay, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay.
I'm not aware of any per diems, Autumn.
Okay.
And Lacy's not here, so.
This is funny, because I was gonna submit one and I forgot. All right, so moving on, no county board per diem. All right, the next one is an update on a candidate objection.
So I pretty much wrote the whole update in there for you guys. I don't know, but in case you heard word on the street. This isn't the first time this has happened in the office. Over the years, you'll have candidates and then they'll have objections and then they appeal. And our answer to that is until they get that settled, we have to order ballots. So we leave the name on and we put a write-on line, and that's where we're at. I know different ones we're gonna hold off on early vote and everything. I ran it past Eric. We went ahead and started last Thursday as we were supposed to, but we put a notice up to any voter letting them know those, if you vote for those, they're not gonna count. So just wanna bring you guys up to speed on that. I added something that you didn't know about.
And one county, and Tazewell County is also moving forward. I think in our area, Peoria was the only
McLean
one.
McLean moved forward. I think Peoria was the only one.
Yeah.
Because they had similar issues with
candidates
just dropping off.
Now some of them had not ordered their ballot yet. They do more of a ballot on the demand. I print mine out. I have to get them ordered, so.
Yeah.
In addition to that, you'll see a claim come through probably after the election, because I got notice, and I included this in your packet. I didn't have it the other day when I sent it to you. Just giving you guys a heads up. State Board of Elections has chose our office, and we've never been chosen that I'm aware of before. They bring their team. We pay for the ballots. We pay for everything. They test our equipment to make sure that we're doing everything the right way. So. You'll see an expense come out for that. That's about it.
Okay. Right. Questions on the election stuff for her?
Mm-hmm.
Praise all that you and your office does during this time.
We're going crazy right now.
All right. Moving on to unfinished business. So if I'm correct, you put it in the packet. So after much discussion, we're like, to be frank, I think the discussion at general board was way longer than it needed to be. If you look in our rule book that we voted on in December of 2024, as long as the material is distributed, and I'm just summarizing this, it has to be delivered electronically. Otherwise, by mail. And everyone has verified that they've been receiving it by electronically. There is nothing more that needs to be done. Secondly, Dawn is an elected official, so we cannot tell her, you must do this. She, we tell her we want the packets mailed, she also has the ability to say, well, I'm not doing that. She's already said that. I don't want, I'm not doing this. So as it is, our rule book says we don't have to mail the packets, and that's the only issue we have. No one has brought up any other issue besides, if you want to get a printed agenda, you contact Dawn to get it, just like any other thing. So unless you guys have a concern, our rule book already if we create a rule that says, well, this has to be printed or this has to be done, that according to Eric Gibson and our rule book, it's redundant. So we already have the rule on there that it has to be delivered electronically. So we're already doing that. So is there any concerns? Because otherwise we're just going to update this during our county offices report next week, which I won't be here. Tim, you'll have to take the run of this when we do the county offices, and that's it. Lynn?
At our department head meeting the other day, the gal from the health department, did she talk about some?
She talked about computers.
That could be refurbished.
Yeah.
But maybe some that if there are people that do want those, they could use them with their email on it. With the refurbished ones, it'd be an option if they
see want if you one. Wanted to do it. This is my thing, and I told Bethany this. If you want it electronically, you've had the option for as long as you've been on here to bring whatever you needed electronically. The issue is you having a physical packet. If we don't mail it, you don't get the physical packet, which you can literally you have from Thursday when it gets sent before the like this Thursday when you send it to Tuesday. To contact Dawn to get it printed, and she'll just bring it.
Can't you just print it yourself?
Or you can print it yourself. I don't
you have the ability.
So,
to.
Yeah. I mean, I don't see why we
today at home, and
I was just
could not get
that
print.
Up as
yeah.
Something that was brought up in our department head.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, this is just
like if I
me
got an
being
iPad,
frank,
it would just sit at my house waiting for the next county board and just sit there the whole time, and then I'd probably be dead when I brought it in.
Yeah. So I honestly think that this is it, like we're trying to think of solutions to a problem where the solution's already been written, you know? So
my question is, this is a little bit of a hiccup for me. We're not open Thursday. I normally would get those packets.
Oh yeah. But Friday. Yeah. But sometimes they come on Friday too. It's fine.
Right.
You
fine.
Still
some,
have,
some
you
might
get,
come a week
you
later,
get,
so
Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. You have 4 days. You can't. I'm sorry. You can't request a thing to be printed by that time.
I don't have an issue with
you know.
It's just the mail is the issue. It's not.
Nothing.
Wanting to do it for anybody. It's just.
And stopping issue. That is not against our rules. We don't need a vote on it. We don't need to come up with an alternative. Because
so last time we did talk about having printed agendas.
Can we still get the
printed agenda? Would be nice.
Yeah,
I don't
we
have
did
the
talk
ability
about that.
To print at home, and
yeah.
I don't work anymore, so I can't. Mm-hmm. I mean, I just don't have any place to print anything.
Yeah, I have no problems with the agenda. Speaking of the agenda, I really haven't talked to the chairman. I make notes on it personally. I know other ones do. So I put some spacing in there. This time around, we might have almost a 2.5-page agenda, but I think it makes it easier on the eyes and mm-hmm. easier to make notes.
That's fine.
I don't care.
So the rules section.
The rules, so if you go into it, so the one she highlighted.
I brought books in case you guys would like. The
agenda shall be posted to the county's website for 48 hours before the meeting. The agenda, board packets, and any other materials of a special emergency meeting shall be posted to the website at least 24 hours before the meeting. The posting shall include, shall indicate which materials are in draft form, agendas, board, and any other material of the special, regular, special, or emergency board and committee meetings, except executive session, shall also be provided to any member of the public body or member of the public by email or U.S. mail if it cannot be delivered electronically upon request. We already know that everyone can get it electronically. If you as a board member, this is just me being blunt, and I would say it next week too. If you refuse to log on to your email when it's been delivered, that's on you. That's not on the county. That's not, the county has done their part in delivering to you electronically. So you not logging in is your, I mean, that's your refusal. That's of being, you know, an adequate board member, in my opinion. You can write that in the minutes. So.
Actually, when I got on, I was surprised with it got emailed, and I was like, oh, then I get a packet in the mail too. I was actually surprised I even got a packet.
Yeah.
I just assumed I'd look on my screen on my phone.
Dawn, as her own elected official, is being nice to even say, well, I'll print agendas for all of you guys. At least you'll have that. Because a lot of counties, I've reached out to our surrounding counties and some municipalities. And when I told them that we email it, we have it printed, and it's mailed to us, they laughed at us. They're like, why would you make them do this much work? So, I mean, you get it electronically. I think that's end of discussion right there. So, and then if there are hiccups coming forward, then let a board member come to a committee meeting and we can hash it out then. But we haven't even given just stopping it a chance before thinking of a, like I said it at the last meeting, we're trying to put the cart before the horse. And we haven't, you know, we haven't experienced it. So writing is in the book. I'd say it's on the wall, but it's in our book. So the plan is to just say that during the county offices update when we do the committee reports, and then so be it. And then if somebody has an issue, we can say, come to the committee. And I'll happily talk to them. I won't be here, but I'll happily talk to them. You can find me over at the Woodford County Farm Bureau quarter auction that night.
I guess it would take 2/3 of a vote of the members to change your rules.
Correct, which I asked Eric that. I said, okay, well, somebody brings that up to change it. You need a 2/3 vote. Again, but the rules, it makes the rules redundant. So why would you create a rule for redundant, something that's redundant? So, and that is according to our state's attorney, not just me reading the book. So.
So as a clerk, I'm a little, if I mail them out Friday, because I'm not there Thursday, or do we just email it and see what happens and print? I've already had some requests that it be printed and picked up.
Yeah, I don't think, it doesn't require a vote, so it doesn't matter. You can stop mailing it whenever you want. So stop mailing it.
Yeah, because he was going to pick it up. He just said, I'll just call in and pick it up. Yeah. That's what he was telling me.
Tim Warner's going to pick one up. I believe John Kruger's picked one up, and I'm not sure. I think there's...
Because he was one that likes to have a piece of physical paper in front of him.
And I like it from the notes. Like, I think a lot of us like it from the notes. I can print it physically, but if you're going to have it here for me and print it, great. No, I don't have to worry about it. And thank you for doing that. Any other discussion on that?
Nope.
Pretty black and white. All right, Janet.
I'm just going to say and comment to your email thing.
The state this last year allows us to email our abstracts and forms that I need to send in for the tentative and the final, and that's really nice because they don't have to worry about it getting lost in the mail. So, just a brief update. I'm planning on emailing the abstract and forms required for the final to IDOR tomorrow. I have an appointment with DevNet Monday evening to roll to our 2026 year, which will roll the 2025 information to Dawn's office.
Is that right on track?
This year is a few days later, but to explain that, we're working to try to get all splits and consolidations in, like all of them for 2025. We had three we didn't get in, but we stayed, we didn't close border review quite as soon, because when we do a split, we have to send out a proposed notice, and then we have to let it sit 10 days before we can finalize it. So we're just a few days later than last year because we were trying to do that. We had three split consolidation scenarios that didn't get put in that are 2025s, but they're kind of complex. We'll take my mapping technician probably a few days to get everything organized. So I said, we're not going to hold up the tax cycle any longer for that.
But I think we did really well, had a good year, because that's still good that we only have three out there that didn't get done. The other thing is, as I figure we pick up a few days, because we can email now instead of waiting for the final, you know, 4 or 5 days to get it to Springfield, and then they start reviewing stuff. So it was kind of a little experimental thing. I think we're just like maybe 5 or 6 days difference from last year.
Okay.
But the turnaround seemed...
for your office. Well, I mean,
like every time I'm in an election and taxes, when this year I'm down in person. So, yeah, we'll see.
Okay. I think after having done it the last couple of years, I've gotten a better idea of the timeline where we need to be at to get stuff to Dawn, so she has plenty of time to keep it moving where we want to be at for getting the tax bills out the first part of May.
I see you need triplets.
So
we could all have 10 hands.
And then the other thing I was going to let you know is I have been contacted by a representative from Eagle View. They are planning on the aerial flyovers around March the 10th. But I got to thinking on the way here, maybe I better call them, because if we have 50, 60 degree day, that might start making those trees start poofing out some leaves. So I might email them and ask them about that, because I don't want foliage to start on the trees before they do that. So, but anybody have any other questions or? Okay.
Thanks, Janet.
Thank you.
We have Veterans Administration on here because of the original move and office stuff when things were getting done, so we can take them off.
Well, per your rules, though, they're supposed to report to this committee.
Good luck.
So what do you want me to do? I mean, I will do whatever, but they are supposed to report.
Okay, keep them on. We'll just never... All right, anything else good for the order? Nope. Saying none, no executive session. Can I have a motion to adjourn by Richard and a second by Tim? All in favor say aye.
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 Not my fastest meeting.